When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check. 2-1-2-1-2-2-1-2. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Urban
Intelligence.
Ballymun. Place of
fun.
I love it.
Yeah. I was the best.
Yeah. Keep fucking.
I like that.
It was kind of a mad lane, but like. Wait, that down.
I move like a sidewinder across Dublin City. The same old sight has me feeling shitty. Same old venues, menus never seem to change. I am what I am, cause it is rugged terrain. Mentality wholly sustained.
Introduce ourselves to the world.
Andrew Farrell is my name, aka MC for real.
My name is Lunatic. You don't need to know me for us now.
Don't be a coward.
Only me man knows that.
We're part of a band that came out rather gay. Yeah. Sorry, lads, my bad. A group, rap group, hip hop, Urban Intelligence. Do a lot of stuff around the Dublin area. Obviously, lately we're doing the country now, and hopefully we'll be doing a few foreign gigs in the future.
That's it.
Wrecking Europe.
Hopefully. Where would you like to play in Europe first?
Where would I like to play in Europe first? Mm. England. First place in Europe.
Any particular place in England?
Where all the action is, obviously.
Cool. London, innit then? Gotta be London.
Struggling as it is to get boy without the law on top. Stop, now this is what I'm living for. Genuine, this is real, of course I'm gonna give it more. Palpitation, I can feel it from here. Paranoia, heavy breathing, it's fear. Got a plan to get us out of here.
Andy, how could I explain Andy? In the rapping terms, man, he's just the best Irish MC to ever fucking pick up a mic, man. And he gets fucking very blushy when I say that, but it's fucking true, man. Like I said to Graham, before he'd met Andy, I was telling him about him for ages. I was going, wait, you hear this fucking chap rapping, man. I was telling him for ages, he's fucking amazing. And, like, now, he's had to coming a long way, like, and now, like, it's mad, like I was saying to Graham then on another occasion. I was saying, like, I fucking relate to everything he says, and he fucking influences a lot of the shit I write about or things that I think about, like. So, like, on that, like, as an MC, he's amazing, man. He's fucking the Irish Immortal Technique, if you ask me. And that's pretty good. As a person, he's bang on. He's a good lad. He's up for the buzz. Loves to chase women.
Down for whatever. I love women.
Loves to chase the women.
Oh, yes.
Loves to smoke weed. He's bang on, that's why I like him. He has a fucking mad sleeping problem. It's like, I can only sleep for 2 hours. Well, fucking don't tell me about it. Waking me up to tell me. We can only sleep for 2 hours. Good man. I know, yeah, he doesn't sleep a lot now, but either would I if I had that brain, you know, thinking of all them. Fucking them lyrics. I wouldn't be able to sleep. Who has credit?
Hold on, mate.
Randy has credit.
That's all right. Get the laughs going out of him. Like, he's definitely a chap you'd want to be bringing away with you anyway. Just non-stop laughter if you're into having the buzz. Like, well, he's dance the man, you know what I'm saying? As far as the MCing goes, like, good MC, deadly partner. Like, we've been doing stuff for a while now, and it's just a bit of swapping, a bit of inspiration, you know? Like, so he's a bit of a nut on the comedian side. Like, but when it comes down to business, we get a lot done, you know? So head into the paper. Dan's all right of a man in general.
I love you too, man.
Don't be getting all emotional on me, sir.
It's the dawn of a new era in Irish hip-hop. 2005, the year of an intelligence locked down the spot. Sitting on top of for real and informatics. 2005, the year it's all to over for you maggots. A small chance you had it. You didn't blow it, you didn't have what it takes. So bad the magazine wouldn't slate. You had the perfect break. Yeah, 3 or 4 times a record deal that didn't happen. I'm a nut on his rhymes. I get a chill down me spine when I hear your CD.
Best thing about being an Urban Intelligence, there's no best thing. The whole,
it's deadly.
It's great. Just deadly. Like, I think, like, over the last few months, like, doing little tours and that we've done, we're starting to fucking get tighter as mates and all. Like, we always got on with each other, but it's starting to get like a little family. Like, I mean, everything that comes along with it, there's so many bleeding things that's great about it, to be honest.
Can't name anything in particular.
Yeah, there wouldn't be anything in particular, just everything.
The buzz, yeah. The gigs, the running up the gigs, the after gig, how you feel, yeah, and it's like on stage. It's like,
we're all getting to know each other a lot better now, because like, we all know each other a few years. And personally, like, you know what I mean, we're cool, and then musically, we're cool. So it's just,
like, sometimes, yeah, even it's there's been odd times, and I'll be honest about it, there's been times where, you know, your head's just totally fucked up in the gaff, like, you're having a joint or whatever, and whatever's going on in the gaff, arguing, so on and so forth, it's just, right, onto the blower, ring Dan, what are you up to? Fuck off, man, what are you doing? Hit the pill, half a game of pill, a few joints, maybe things like, we'd say, right, we'll ring Hardy, see what he's doing, if he's got hours on his hands, then, like, we'll chill in, do some beats, make some tracks, you know? So that's another way that it's like a second family kind of thing, you know?
Yeah,
deadly buzz, deadly buzz.
That's what it's like. It's fucking, it's a family beside your family, so it's like the way a real family gets on your nerves all the time. It's like these boys don't, do you know what I mean? So it's like, it is a big part of it, because it's like you always, like, your family is kind of your family, you know what I mean? But like, your mates, the way I see it, will always fucking know you for who you are. Because it's like family without being family. You know what I mean? Your family, you're forced to be them people's family. You know what I mean? You're born into a family where this is a family that we've kind of made up. You know what I mean?
My family is fucked up. Family background. Not your average teen sensation. Anyway, out and out full of broke up there when I was about 5 or 6. Out as an alcoholic. Out as an alcoholic. I lived in about 7 or 8 places in the last 3.5 years. From my nance, kicked out. From my gaff, kicked out. From my aunties, kicked out. My other aunties, kicked out. Back to the moon. And the moon's where I'm at now. I just never really got along. It's all right with my dad now at the minute, looking after him. He's not well at the moment. So, I don't know. A lot of issues to talk about, but I won't be getting into them all. But basically, just, I spent a bit of time on the streets as well, actually. Know what it's like to sleep rough for a while. So, it wasn't too long now, mind you. Not years or anything like that, but spent a couple hours on the park bench, you know yourself, going up getting lands of Dutch to eat and shit. But yeah, there was a time where none of my aunties, none of my relatives, no one on my own sort of, like, fucking take me into that gaff for a couple of months. It was a lot of bollocks. And my helpless side were all living abroad, so I couldn't do anything about that. So yeah, myself and my brother now is living with the helpless, looking after him, and that he'd still be fucking can glued to his hand. Trying to snap him out, but a fucking, not a lot you can do, no? Can't put a gun to his head, like. But, spend a lot of the time looking after him, apart from me rapping. Now, the rapping, and we feel I got a lot of inspiration from life itself. That's what I mean when I'm talking about life itself. I mean, when I'm rapping about my struggles, when I'm rapping about my fucking hard times or whatever, it's what I'm seeing, you know, from my point of view. So, that's the way I'm looking at it. And I'm diverting everything that's been going on with me, like, in the last couple of years, and with my family and shit, into me writing and basically expressing it as much as I can, possibly for people to understand. And I know that there's people out there that can relate to it. Like, at the moment, I don't have a lot of struggles at the moment, because things are going well for me now over the last couple of months. Like, but at the time, my struggles were money. Jesus Christ, man, it's been times where they'd open me fucking fridge and there wouldn't be a slice of bread in it, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't old enough to be on the label, like, and me out was drinking all the money, like, and I was getting fuck all funds from me out, you know what I'm saying? I won't go into detail, like, but that's my struggles, you know what I mean? Like, then what am I doing for new clothes? I wear the same old shit out, you know what I'm saying? Get pissed off that after a while as well. But that's it on that, like, there's my struggles. Not only family is money, like, it's paper to me is, like, don't get me wrong, money to me is nothing, but at the end of the day you fucking need it, like, you know what I mean? You have to live. That's the way it is, like. So you just get it when you can. That's it. I'll have to say on that one.
But like just things like that, that's why I relate to Andy so much, because it's like not the same problem or whatever, but my dad's a fucking alcoholic as well, like, and it's mad, like, it's fucking the exact same shit that I've seen or that I've been through, just mirrored, you know what I mean? There's a few things different or whatever, but, like, he has a tune called Until I Die, like, and just every second line in it, I'd be going, Jesus, man, I'd relate to every bit of that, like, and it's fucking, I just thought I'd say that, why I thought of it, like, that's why I relate to a lot of Andrew's shit, like, it's because we, I'd feel like, we've been through similar shit, or not similar shit, but you know what I mean, along the same lines, like, we've a tune called Behind the Mic, and it basically explains, if a couple of years ago, I was about 15 or so, I tried to commit suicide or whatever, and I was like, I felt, what happened was, I cut my wrist, when I cut my wrist and I seen the blood, I was like, you fucking dope, you. So I ran, like, I didn't have far to run, but I basically ran over to my mates, and I knocked on the door. And one of my mates opened the door, and as he opened the door, I fell in the door. And, like, he caught me, and fucking, he put loads of shit around my arm or whatever, and I stopped the bleeding. I was lucky, like, I obviously didn't cut deep enough. But if it wasn't for him, I don't know what would have happened, because I probably just would have collapsed, and I'd have been left in the court, like. But, yeah, it was just a bit mad, like, and, like, shit like that, it was, like, my ma was very worried about her and that, because, I didn't know what was going on. I was just fucking mad depressed over fucking shit I won't even go into. And it was just, oh, yeah. I know Notorious B.I.G. said this and all, so I don't mean to take what he said, but not the fact to say, I wish I was dead, but if I was dead, things would be better. That basically sums it up. Like, so when you do write about things like that, it's just kind of takes it off your chest for a while. Like, I listen to that Behind the Mic song in 20 years. And I go, fucking hell, man, do you remember that, like? And things like that. And I think a lot of our songs will be like that. They're like that now, like. I mean, when you're writing, like, as Andy said, Until I Die, he was writing for a few years or whatever. He'd look back or whatever. Even when he's rapping it, he's probably thinking, jeez, man, this happened. Because I know when I'm rapping shit, like, when I'm doing that song about my brother or any of the real personal things, it's like, fucking hell, man, this happened, like. And it's mad, not that the other shit we write about didn't happen, but some things just fucking hit home a lot harder than others, you know.
I'm just like you behind the mic, a life filled with early mornings and late nights, drunk fights, blur sight and madness. Behind the mic I could be filled with sadness. Come home with the ocean, big watch the explosion. Never lost my words, so with lost times I'm hoping. Rhymes is all I need to get me through strife, as stupid as it seems. These rhymes are me life, and people never thought hip hop could be a way out. They just wanted to laugh, and I'll be putting me down. But that putting me down built character inside, and that character became me real to survive. Committing suicide, when maybe once I might fell into arms that caught me, put me here tonight. Thinking back, it was foolish. It happened anyway. That one person single-handedly saved me from everything. And what lies ahead is 100 times better than if I had been dead. Perhaps I did die and then returned as me, cause every minute since that day is tender, or so it seems. Now all you see is lunatic. I love the attention, it just happened too quick. I wonder how different life would be without the mic. Play this back again and understand me, you might.
How long have you been hanging out?
3 years of this, there's... No, every floor in this fucking block got ran off if we did. For smoking, drinking, acting up bollocks.
I'll give you a verse in a second, right? But it's just a tune about all the bullshit. Like, I wrote the first verse in one of my mate's sheds. We were sitting out in the shed one night with a little torch, like, and I just wrote the first verse. Like, it just started coming to me, like, the first line came to me. I wrote the whole verse out, like, in about fucking 15 minutes or something. And the first verse is kind of, like, about all this shit. Like, people just want me to rap, like, and fucking asking am I making money and all that. And, like, the second verse is more personal. Like, it's just everything that I mightn't have told people, do you know what I mean? But I just felt that I had to write something about it. So it's just, like, basically telling people, like, behind the mic, this is what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's about my uncle who was killed in a car crash, and it's just kind of about him, like, it kind of helped me deal with it, you know what I mean, like. So fucking, that's the second verse, is mainly about him, like, and just the fact that just how my head was wrecked and all, like, after he died or whatever, but that's what the second verse is about. Motionless thoughts float round me head daily. I drift away slowly as I sip on a Bailey's. Will I survive? Maybe. Oh, let me start again, right? Motionless thoughts float round me head daily. I drift away slowly as I sip on a Bailey's. Will I survive? Maybe. Keep knocking off leeches before they get a grip on me. Life falls to pieces. Your coffin's lowered into the ground as teardrops fall down. Pay me last respects, unable to drown me sorrows. Now you're gone, there's no tomorrow, cause I'm struggling through days that are now hollow. I think of time, grace, which are present. You are some joker. I don't remember the rest of it. I have a bit of bleeding mental block at the moment, but like, that's basically, that's the second verse. Yeah. And we never do that live, like, because sometimes I get stuck and I forget the words and all, like, so. It's a bit fucking... Look, I will do it live. I have a goal to do it live in the next few months, so hopefully we'll pull it together for it.
Motionless thoughts float round me head daily. I drift away slowly as I sip on a Bailey's. Will I survive? Maybe. Keep knocking off leeches before they get a grip on me. Life falls to pieces. Your coffin's lowered into the ground as teardrops fall down. Pay me last respects, unable to drown me sorrows. Now you're gone, there's no tomorrow, cause I'm struggling through days that are now hollow. I think of twins, grace, which your presence makes me feel closer. Think of things we used to do. You are some joker, there's no hope for anyone. If you can be taken, and I will see you again. What kills me is the way. I never saw something like this happening to an achiever. Every day you're gone, the scars run deeper. A never ending hole runs right through me. While fucking Egypt on the street ask me to rap and pursue me. I haven't even got anywhere and they ask about money and ask me to spit a verse like a performer mumbly. Life raps like a knife in the back. Every minute I come closer to the second I snap.
Like, what would be your main issue with class or whatever?
My issue with class is, like, at the end of the day, one of the lads aptly pointed out that everybody's working class. I mean, anyone that works is working class, right, in a sense.
Mm.
But my way of looking at it is, like, people that's born into credit cards, people that's born into a wealthy family and that don't want to work, you know what I mean? That, like, want to just, like, fuck live around and still have their new clothes, live off that man and dad's pockets, like, and for, like, you know what I mean? That adult generation, like, they'd look at the likes of Ballymun, like, as a place, for example, even Finglas, and, like, they see someone with a Nike jacket on, a pair of Air Max, oh, good Lord, stay away from that young man, you hear me, Vanessa? You know what I'm saying? That's a load of bollocks, like, because they automatically presume that, oh, geez, he robs cars.
Yeah.
He does something he's not supposed to be doing. Look at him. This is my let him dress like that. He doesn't have slacks on. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's... But I got a fucking brilliant buzz off last night at that Hilfiger gig. It was like all these upper class people, and for once they weren't looking down their nose at us. It was like, yous are marvellous. Yous are incredible. Do you write that stuff yourself?
Makes a change, alright.
And it was just fucking deadly, man. Like, because as Andy said, like, I mean, I don't know, like, the last few years, like, I don't know what happened. I must have got a scumbag face or something. But I just get stopped in shops and all the time. In a fucking centre. I was with my little brother and I picked up a piece of apple tart, like, wrapped in plastic or whatever, and I goes to my brother, do you want a slice of cake, like? And he goes, no, I'm grand. So I put it back down. I turned around, there's this big John, a long way looking bastard, touching me, searching me, and I went, get your fucking hands off me. And he was going, where's the piece of cake? But, like, things like that, like, I mean, I could write a book about times I've been stopped.
You're a security guard, just stop yourself.
Would I stop myself? I don't think I would, to be honest.
If I was a security guard, I suppose, like, you can't say you wouldn't watch someone that's like me, you know what I mean? Like, that's just being stupid. Like, I probably would watch if someone like me, dressed like me or whatever, but that's all I'd do is watch, like, but if I was ever going to approach that person and falsely accuse them or whatever the case may be, I'd made sure that I seen them putting whatever into their blabbing pockets before they come running over and start patting you down and asking you to lift up this. Now, I've never been patted down by a security guard. I was grabbed by the arm, but that was about as far as it went. Like, as far as empty this and empty that go, they've been told, you know what I mean? It's like, get the fucking guards down, because, like, at the end of the day, they'd need the good solicitor, you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever robbed anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, not in a while, like... Well, I robbed something last night. Whopper candle it was. Little Tommy Hilfiger leather case and all. And she's a beauty. Into the pocket with you. Never robbed on my family. Never ever stole a penny on any of my family members, regardless of money, regardless of anything. Like, I've took a loan of a top. I've took a loan of a pair of jeans. That was it on my family. Years ago, I used to be mint. I was walking in a shop. I won't give any names, but a pure fleece in the place, it must have made about 7.5 grand during the summer, like, so the more I got into the money, the more I got down here, you know, like, just making the money there is great.
Never got into robbing, like, as a fucking way of making money or anything, it was just a buzz, like, just for the laugh.
Buzz, like. As well, it was a buzz as well. But I never got into robbing cars, like, I never robbed a car in my life, now I've been in them, don't get me wrong, again, young, dumb, full of cum and all that. But never robbed a car, no, myself, never. But, like, a couple of bikes, one or two pads, and, the young teens. You start getting sense into your head, you know what I mean? Like, you start, obviously, as the years go by, you start understanding that there's obviously going to be a reaction for every action, and nowadays, people don't just say, what you take me bike for, buy me a new one. It's like, if you're caught robbing a bike, and obviously, it's the wrong person, it could be bang, bang, you understand what I mean? Because it could happen to a mate of mine. Like, shot over robbing a fucking 125 motorbike. So, as you're hearing this, as you're experiencing, right, leave it out. I'm not in the end to get stabbed tonight, lads, you know? And then just find other shit to do, like, instead of just going on the buzz, robbing. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a rollerblade or a push bike. That was it. You start seeing sense.
Around this place that used to be full, I never thought I'd have to say goodbye to Ballymun. Flats are coming down, houses are being changed, not even taking a given Ballymun a different name. Well, this is going on, I've grown up on a building site. Have you any idea of what it's like? I think not, they just turn up and they flash cars. I make decisions about this place of ours. Then they go home to their lovely house in Fox Rock. We've delivering this shit every day non-stop. We're blocking by hoarding like animals. Do they want us killed? For example, look at Balcourt's Field. What's it gonna take before something gets done? It's the hardest thing I've had to do but say goodbye to Ballymun.
Straight out of Dublin.
Dublin is the place where my deals go down, so I gotta give it up for my hometown. Come around to the city, everybody wants to be wrong. Where's my place?
Dublin
is the place where my deals go down, so I gotta give it up for my hometown.
Ballymun, just the one big building site, really. We don't do a lot in Ballymun anyway. What we used to do was go up to Pill Hall, a few joints or whatever, but the place is closed down now, so fuck that. Hanging around the blocks mostly, having a couple of jays, a few cans, maybe 6 nights out of 7 a week sometimes, and then other times we'd be just off, down out laughing or whatever. But Ballymun, I've nothing great to say about Ballymun, but nothing drastically awful to say about it either.
It's just fucking place where we're from.
That's it.
That's what Ballymun is. I mean, if I was from a different family, I probably wouldn't be an MC, or I probably wouldn't be doing the things I'm doing if I was fucking, you know what I mean? If anything in my lifestyle or whatever was different, I wouldn't be here where I am. So if I didn't live in Ballymun, I wouldn't be here where I am. If I didn't live in Finglas before I moved to Ballymun, things like that, I wouldn't be here where I am. So I think everything that you go through, like, makes you.
I gotta give it up for my hometown. Come around to the city, everybody wants to be wrong. Where's my place?
The van, oh, that's like second home, man. That is the business, that is luxury on wheels, that van.
Big time. Right, we're gonna give you the guide through, right? The blind person's cribs, right? Because you can't see this. But basically, right, it's like a Mercedes. What year is it? A 1990 Mercedes van, right? And, like, it was for carrying people in wheelchairs and that, so there was loads of space in it. So basically, Grimo, the main man, he put some carpet in it, built a big, huge thing, so there's decks in the back of it so we can open the doors out and play the decks to people on the outside of the van.
Big-ass woofers.
Yeah, big-ass big speakers, man. We have a wraparound sofa in it. Which actually, right, it's funny, right, because it's wraparound, so if you just picture a wraparound there, right, like an N it is. But the middle of it, Grandma has two other parts for it, and he slide into it, so it makes a double bed. So you can have a double bed at night time, and wraparound sofas in the daytime. We have a DVD player in it. We've yet to get a telly. Jambo's working on that. But that's basic. That's basically it.
Little holiday home on wheels.
Yeah, big
chill.
One.
That's where we chill. We spend most.
Yeah, that's where we sleep after gigs a lot of the time.
Gigs.
Yeah, it's a good bus.
It's a reminiscing zone.
Yeah, do you remember that? I'd rather not. So sorry. That's about the van, anyway.
Pimp my ride wouldn't have a patch on it.
No.
That's great. No, handy. Like we'd see. Oh Jesus, no, there's no parking here, lads. Hold on here a minute. See a sign with a wheelchair on her in there with you.
Yeah.
No guard is out, lock the doors and leg it.
Yeah.
Great job.
Great, but now they'd be watching for us.
Yeah. Since we've
fuckers. Yeah, they've been spotted in Galway, Mullingar, Donegal.
Wheelchair bus with smoke coming out the skylight.
I love it. Deadly.
It was a good buzz down the country. We done that little tour, little 4-day tour.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. Where did we do? Mullingar,
Ballyshannon,
Sligo,
Galway,
down to Kilkenny, back up to Dublin.
Yeah, and there was a lot of funny highlights on the way, wasn't there?
Oh, I laugh a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where were we when the fucking all the school kids?
Yeah.
Where was that growing up?
Mullingar. Ballyshannon. Ballyshannon.
No, Mullingar. He said, yeah, Mullingar. We were in Mullingar. This is funny. We were like, there was like a V in the road with a little island on it. And we were like, ah, that'll do. Like, we'd bleed and we'd set up there. Okay, Grandma, sorry.
That's Ballyshannon, dude.
Grandma called me, it was Mullingar.
It's Ballyshannon with the little triangular island in the road.
Yeah. So we went to Bally, wherever it was, right? And we were on a triangle in the middle of the road, right? And we're rapping away, and there's this little fucking class of school kids, like, and they were all about four or something. And it was like, yeah, the teacher stopped them, and the teacher was making them listen to us and all. And they were loving a little clap sound.
Orchestrating
and all,
around
and
the applause. Nuts,
yeah, it was a deadly bus. Oh, the hitchhiker, Jesus Christ, how do we forget while you say this, boys, right? There was this elm one, right? About fucking, she looked about 50 or something, wouldn't she?
Early
50?
40s anyway, or something.
Early 40s, right, but she was a pure fucking culty. And she's thumbing a lift, right? And we goes, come on, we pick her up, so we pulls over. We goes, you're getting in? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she jumps into the car, into the van. And we're all fucking rolling joints and smoking hash and all, and she didn't know what was going on. She was going, so, oh, what did she say about the van, just letting us know? Yeah, she goes, I don't know what she said, but she said something about the wheelchairs. The wheelchair yoke on the bus, just to let us know, like, right, lads, there'll be no fucking around, like, I'm at her scene, he's a part of a wheelchair association. But one, no.
We're accusing them and all, like, a hash went missing, like, we're at the station or off somewhere before we went and parked up now, and we couldn't find them for about an hour and a half. We're nearly driving back towards your woman's direction to rip her.
Yeah,
up.
She's at that
hash
robbing
is gone,
there. She's
girl.
At that robbing there.
I'm sitting here writing raps for me brothers in trap. He's locked away in a country considered an Irish brat. Our government don't want to take him back. He done the crime, now he's doing the time in England. Two kids run on the way, but no life fulfillment. His 18th birthday to be celebrated in prison. Cocky lads slag him, so he's forced to hit him. Invited to a cell to go toe to toe. The fight's broke up cause he broke the bloke's nose. If it was his, the fight would continue. Order in the day, a fucking party's on the menu. With every letter I send, I wish it was a visit. I think of the time he spent before you went to prison. Think of the last we had, getting up to mischief. It was just a bit of fun, we were just 10 when we seen more things than we should have. After a while, it stopped being a laugh. I decided to stop and get me life on track. I was only 12 and I was thinking that you ran away at 14, I never thought you'd be back.
Sorry, you're going to have to excuse me for a second. Answer that time, don't leave me waiting about 15 minutes, right? Like, what's happening? What are we talking about? Until I die, is it? Until I die. I wrote that tune, well, I started writing it over a year ago. Like, it took me a while to put together some of the verses because there'd be times where it'd be coming in, like, it's just about everything that was going on with me at the time that I was writing it and up to the point I was finished it, like, nearly. So, say, the hassle I was having with the law, like, the Gardaí, fucking the drugs I was doing quite a few drugs, like, at the time, and the arguments are true and not detailed, but some of the arguments and remarks being made by family members and friends and all, and my response to that, you know, my answer back to them. So that's basically a bit on the tune. Yeah, yeah, just hidden faces, I mean, they like, they laugh at you when you want to do something you want to do, but they're all for it when we're doing something that they want to do, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what it is. If they want something, they'll get it, like, as your friends. But when you want to do something, you want something from them, they're not willing to return the favour, so... You know what I'm saying?
Sing it.
When I first took this pen, I had intentions. Try to see how many problems I could make a rhyme with some potential. Eventually I got it, stuck me first lines together. I spat them for the lads and fucked the all done a legger. And so on and so forth. That's just a taste of the start there. Put a bit of effort into it already. Like if I wrote a line down for it and I was rapping it in my head, now that doesn't sound good, scribble less shit out. What do they say for that one? You know, like a better way of explaining it, whatever. And it was alright. Ship shape, so I stuck with it. Look, I know that there's kids even out there that can relate to some of the stuff that I've written, you know, that way. And that's, like, I'm writing my music mainly for fucking people, you know what I mean? The kid in the dark corner crawled up with a spliff, not giving a rat's trying to get out of reality, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I know there's people that can relate to what I'm saying. So, the more I get everything that I've been through out there, now, don't get me wrong, there's people that have been worse off and all, but for the shit that I have seen, whatever, I'm just going to get it out there. And there'll be kids, there'll be people, whatever, some even grown-ups that I'll relate to, and that's good to see, like. It's important that people relate to you, like. If you're going to be an MC, like, fair enough, you can be an animal punchline MC, whatever, people love you, like, but if you're not going to be, like, if no one can relate, like, I've never done that, I've never, what's he talking about and all, you know what I'm saying? That's no good. You want people to say, I know what he's saying. So far, the best, I think it's lyric-wise, it's the best. But, I don't really look at them as being better tunes. Just keep writing, spitting verses, and whatever people think, they can love me or hate me, you know, that way. Look, I love it. That's the way it is.
When I first took this pen, I had intentions. Trying to see how many problems I could make a rhyme with some potential. Eventually I got it, stuck me first rhyme together. I spat it for the lads and fucked the all done a legger. No fate, they keep on saying no way. Not another Irish MC trying to break free from low pay. You don't know, kid, if looks could kill, or the door that bears on me, old man keeps on telling them. That's bullshit, I'm a self-educated early school leaver. I couldn't stick class to them neither. Fuck it, I've got me own ways and means. I see them blue swordings and I'm gone with this bag of deals. Ask me wages, can't have that. Use whatever route necessary to escape quick through the flats. Forgive us, all this criminal living is making ends meet. I'm like a loyal boy since I'm 17. Until I die, this is how I gotta live. I'm nothing left but pride, don't try and take what I can't give. Until I die, it's survival. Lord, this is just the way of life for us. Until I die, this is how I've gotta live. I've nothing left but pride, don't try and take what I can't give. Until I die, it's survival. Lord, this is just the way of life for us.
Why hip-hop? Cos I can't sing. If I could sing, I'd be Damo Dempsey. But I can't sing, so I'm just me. It's just the way you're doing it, like. Yeah, it was great. Look, I got into rapping just for the sake. I love rap music, like, and fucking, you used to think it was deadly being able to rap because everyone could sing in my family and all, and it was like, I used to be able to sing when I was younger or whatever, but then I was like, hey, I'm going to do this that no one can do. Because no one in Ireland, like, when I was growing up, as corny as it sounds, like, I used to fucking listen to E17, right? And the first kind of rap that I heard was your man Tony out of E17. I was like, that's fucking deadly, man. And I just kind of got into it. But then when I got into more serious type of hip-hop and more shit that's expressing themselves and talking about real shit, it was just like, oh, that's deadly. Like, I just got into it because I could do it. I felt I was good at rapping. And then it wasn't until years later that I decided, I was writing shit, but I was rapping, so I was just happy. You know what I mean? But then after a while, writing the shit doesn't matter anymore. You need to talk about real shit, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, so I don't really think, like, obviously it's influenced by hip-hop an awful lot. Obviously we make hip-hop music, but, like, I'm influenced by everyday living. That's my biggest influence ever, is life itself. Like, the music I be listening to, like, I mean, I don't listen to an awful lot of hip-hop lately. I listen to Damien Dempsey or Christy Moore, Luke Kelly, the Dubliners. Like, I fucking used to love the Dubliners when I was young and all, and I still do. Mad into all different types of music. Like, I like Queen, all like John Lennon, the Beatles, all different types of music. Like if I feel they have something to say, I'll listen to it. You know what I mean? Because for example, my uncle, I was up my uncle's the other day and he was playing Paddy Casey, and I just don't like Paddy Casey. I can't get into him. And he was going, oh no, but this is a great song or whatever. But then I figured out, the more I was listening to him, I can't get into him. Because he's not talking about anything. He's singing the same old shit, the same with hip-hop. If you're rapping the same old shit, it's just fucking boring, man. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's, like, fair enough, do what you do, like, but I'm influenced by things that I can see, oh, he's coming from that angle with that. That's the type of music I'm influenced by people and artists that have something to say. And that's basically that.
I'm not inspired only by hip-hop. I'm inspired by, like, I'd listen to Clannad for an hour and smoke a joint, man, and I don't know where it comes from. It's just chill-out music, you know what I'm saying? Whatever inspires you. It goes from all music from all different kinds of the countries, you know what I mean? Yeah. Irish music is Irish music. I live in Ireland, like, so why not? I don't never speak well, get, like, you know what I mean? I couldn't do it in school. I can't do it now. But I'd still sit there and listen to Clannad for an hour because, like, it's relaxing. You get inspiration from
it.
At the moment, like, the importance of making money is nothing. At the moment, that's nothing. Like, we'll worry about that, like, when we come to that bridge, you know what I mean? At the moment, it's promoting. At the moment, it's getting people to know who we are and what we're about, like. So, that's the way we're rolling at the minute.
I fucking got into hip-hop. I didn't know. There was no scene in Ireland when I got into it. I hadn't, like, I'd heard a Scary Air, and I'd heard a Ghost and Jay tune. But I got into it just to write for myself. I don't know why I got into it. That's what's so fucking baffling to me. I don't know what made me pick up a pen and write a rap. I don't know what the fuck inspired me to do it, but I done it, like, and it's never about the money. Obviously, the money would be nice.
It's respect.
Like, yeah.
To me, it's respect. Have people respect you for something that you do and something that you enjoy doing. If you've got skill, if you've got writing, like, it doesn't matter what it is, like, if you can't get respect off either your friends or anyone else on anything you do, this is my way of doing. I'll get respect one way or the other if writing my shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Love it or hate it, like.
Yeah.
It's about the respect more than the money, like. The money's just a bonus.
When we do a gig, after we come off stage, I just get a little fucking, Mr. Burns getting a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
And it's just the feeling you get.
It's like a little adrenaline rush.
Yeah, it's very hard to explain, like, but, and even when you're up on the stage, like, especially when the crowd are mad into it and all, it's just like, there's no better buzz than it, like. That's why I do it. I'd like to think that the further you go on, the better the buzz gets. I believe it doesn't. That this is the best buzz, like, trying to get to wherever you're going or whatever. But all the struggling we're doing now, like, that's supposed to be the buzz. So I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Well, check it out. The next song I'm gonna do is our upcoming single, which features Damien Dempsey. It's called Patience.
Patience. Give me some of that sweet patience, Lord. I'll keep my eye on my goal.
I'll take a few souls on the kiss, so I'll put my back up. See, you know I'm gonna catch it. Cause you know I got no place.
He was gone, boys. Ollie. A happy hippo. A happy hippo. Happy hippo. He looks like the crazy frog, right? Ming, 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 ming.
So what's the crack? Another hour or so? What's he going for?
I haven't a clue. I don't really know what the time is, but we're going to go in for the boys anyway and see what the crack is. So.
The doors that it's opened for me, like, I mean, say maybe 2 or 3 years ago, like, when I wasn't into it mad or anything, like, it'd be just the usual crowd, really, the usual mates and that, and, like, a lot of them have kind of fucked off anyway about their own business, like, but the doors that it's opened for me is, like, I'm actually meeting new people more times than under, all right, like, they sound enough good to work with in the music. Like, I've met people that are doing the same stuff in regardless of music and people that I can actually relate to in what we're doing, so a lot of opportunities arose and just hope for the best at the minute.
It's mad, like, it showed another side to me, like, that, yeah, it's just fucking mad. I don't know what doors are open, just all the people I've met, the things I've got to do, like, I mean, I got to go to Italy and all expenses paid to do 3 gigs over there and all, like, fucking just little things like that.
I saw the lads on the stairs. Big up for Irish hip hop. Any young one that's from Dublin, that's from Ireland, that's getting into hip hop, getting into rap, loads of respect. Getting that money, loads of respect. Getting your name out there, making an effort that you fucking like, loads of respect. Ah, music, Jesus. Pain in me hoop talking about music at this stage. No, but fucking, again, anyone getting into it, doesn't matter, DJing, break, dancing, rapping, don't matter. Music, it's a great part of our lives, know what I mean? I don't know where the fuck we'd be without music, so. If you're into music, good shit. If you're into Irish hip hop, that's even better shit. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. We'll bring the best. Yeah. Up open intelligence, boy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.